This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The markets have opened lower. The Dow right now down 158 points in early trading, a day after a surprise move by Fitch to downgrade the nation's credit rating from AAA, the highest level, to a AA+. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This may not seem like a big deal, but the downgrade of the credit rating is essentially an indictment of the United States' ability to repay its debts.
Fitch referenced political dysfunction in Washington weeks after President Biden and congressional Republicans came to the brink of an historic default. Expect to see former President Trump in federal court tomorrow after he was indicted on federal charges of trying to manipulate the 2020 election results while he was still in office. Mr. Trump's attorney, John DeLauro, tells CBS Mornings.
The president wants to stay in court, but most importantly, he wants to get to the truth, which we will do in this case.
Loro says his client will be in court in person or virtually, depending on security concerns. Fellow Republican presidential hopefuls are reacting to the charges, including former Vice President Mike Pence. CBS's Robert Costa.
Pence, in a statement Tuesday, said today's indictment serves as an important reminder. Anyone who puts himself over the Constitution should never be president of the United States.
The first talks aimed at ending a writer's strike in Hollywood are set for Friday. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The Writers Guild has confirmed it will sit down with the motion picture studios to try to put an end to the writer's strike that's been going on since May. The Guild sent a note to its members last night about the agreement to meet and discuss negotiations to get them back on the job.
America's teachers have had enough of their jobs. CBS's Jim Krasula says many are handing in resignations.
New state reports show that teachers are leaving their jobs in growing numbers, especially teachers of color. Many were overwhelmed by stress from pandemic-era burnout, low pay, job demands, and political and social issues surrounding education. Many say administrators are often more of a problem for them than the students.
Beyoncé's fans noticed something was missing during her concert in Foxborough, Massachusetts last night. She left Lizzo's name out of her tribute to female greats after three of the rapper's dancers sued her for alleged late weight shaming them and pressuring them to participate in sex shows in Amsterdam. Beyoncé repeated Erykah Badu's name instead. The Dow now down 187, S&P off 37. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany announced yesterday he will not seek a spot in the U.S. Senate and will instead focus on re-election in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Tiffany, who is in his second term in the House, represents northern and parts of central Wisconsin. Tiffany said he can make the greatest impact by serving in the House of Representatives. There are no announced Republican candidates to run against Tammy Baldwin in the Senate election next year. A Pepin County man is facing several charges after an investigation led to 87 dogs being taken by authorities due to unsanitary conditions. 67-year-old Bradley Richardson of Arkansas was charged after officials found dogs kept in kennels without food or water and that hadn't been clean. Many of the dogs were not kept up on vaccinations and several needed medical attention. Some of the dogs taken were puppies and there were multiple dogs that were pregnant. Officials also took sales records from the home. The dogs are now with the ASPCA in Ohio. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation. That everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
I'm sorry, I'm really riled up this morning.
Why is that a thing? How can that be a thing?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a thing.
Just what? I want to swear so badly.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What, oh, what will you do if Trump was reelected? It could happen.
Yes, it could.
844-967-2789. Seriously, think about it. I'm sure we have some listeners who would celebrate and who are hoping that that is the outcome. But I think realistically, for our listeners who really do not want that to happen, what would you do if he was fairly reelected, especially in light of the newest indictments that came out yesterday?
Yeah.
You know, we pick our spots when we talk about the former guy because there's plenty of coverage to there's a lot of shows on this network that like to talk about it a lot. Obviously, almost every network out there talks about it a lot. So we find other things that we like to talk about, but sometimes every once in a while,
it's a big story
and we can't not talk about it. And yesterday qualifies as it's too big not to talk about, because yesterday former President Trump was indicted again on federal charges over his efforts to subvert American democracy and overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election, which he lost.
Yes, he did.
It's his third indictment. It's the third indictment brought against him. He now faces a total of 78 criminal counts and a $40 million and growing legal bill. Before this year, no other former U.S. president had faced criminal charges.
He's got a lot of firsts on his record.
Got a lot of firsts. So how did we get here with at least the indictments that came down yesterday on the January 6th case? So as we probably remember, the January 6th committee, the House held a series of hearings on the events that led up to the Capitol insurrection on January 6th, 2021. And they released their report, and days after Trump announced his intention to run for 2024, Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed special counsel Jack Smith to investigate. Side note, does Jack Smith and Hunter Biden kind of look similar?
A little bit.
Enough that if you're not, like, you're not following the case enough that you're like, which one is that?
They both have the kind of scruff going on there.
Kind of tall, lean,
yeah,
looking guys. Because I saw pictures like, no, that's Jack Smith. That's not Hunter Biden. Because I literally thought for a second in all of the coverage that came out yesterday that someone, because obviously Fox was running so much Hunter Biden stuff instead of talking about this. And I was like, did someone just tweet out a picture, like put out the image of Hunter Biden on the Trump headline? And I was like, oh no, that's Jack Smith. Never mind. Roll it back. Anyways, so, speaking of Jack Smith, what did he find? Basically, that Trump and six unnamed co-conspirators allegedly worked to reverse the election results. And that those efforts ranging from privately contacting state officials, like in Wisconsin, to public statements undermining the 2020 results, have three different crimes: defrauding the U.S., obstructing a government proceeding, the January 6th election certification, and working to deprive people of their civil rights, basically their right to vote. Smith also charged Trump with trying to obstruct the investigation into all of this. So basically, among other details that came out in the indictment yesterday, it recounts that Trump's alleged attempts to pressure then Vice President Mike Pence to overturn the election results. What did he say? You're too honest?
Yes, you're too honest.
When Pence said he did, no, I don't want to do that.
And I don't have the authority to do that.
And then as well as how Trump and his co-conspirators allegedly organized fraudulent electors in seven states. We know one of them being our state of Wisconsin, but also Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, New Mexico, Pennsylvania. Michigan being the only one that has had any kind of legal movement on pressing charges against the people in their state who were part of this. So what now? Trump appears in court today. I think it's scheduled to be 4 p.m. And he, of course, has dismissed the indictment as election interference, and they're calling the charges fake and is wondering why it took 2.5 years to charge him. But the important thing to remember is he can still and is running for president. There is no precedent for what happens if a sitting president is convicted for a crime. So there's a chance that he could also get elected after being convicted of a crime and serve as president. And he very, very, very much has a lot of Republican support. On Monday, a New York Times Siena College poll found that he was demolishing the field for the Republican domination. He had 54%, and the next closest candidate was DeSantis at 17%.
Youch.
So I ask again, what will you do if he gets reelected? 844-967-2789, because it's looking more and more likely that there is a chance that we will have a candidate who will be convicted as charged for a variety of different charges and will still cinch the Republican nomination. And it could be a very close general.
For sure.
And in light of this, of not accepting the election results, what do you do as a person who does not want him to be president if he gets fairly elected?
844-967-2789. You can call and or text. Text from the 541. I'll do the same as I did the first time he was elected. Shake my head, not hire a hitman, and hope not too much gets screwed up in the meantime.
Yeah. I mean, what did I do last time? I went to the Women's March. That was like incredibly peaceful, and there was like no police there.
Right.
But do you not accept the election results? You know, do you storm the Capitol?
Use the same playbook against?
But, you know, the political reality here is that so many Americans, and I hear them call into our show, different shows on the network, have so little trust in our institutions, including the FBI, including the Justice Department, the Supreme Court. And even now there was a poll this week on not trusting the military. So our institutions, and as far as like our belief in them, is crumbling. And so, not to mention people's trust in media. So what is the truth ever? And so, you know, these charges are not going to stop Trump. And the allegations have been flattened to just mere political fodder, right? Like, there's just people who are convinced that this is a witch hunt, that this doesn't matter, and are gung-ho Trump 2024. And there's enough of them that he will likely get the Republican nomination. There's nothing out there to make anyone believe, besides their own suspension of disbelief, that he will not be the Republican nominee. And so it's like, the reality of this is basically, it's not even just our political unrest in our country, but it's also just the strength of how partisan everything is. And it's so intractable that they can't even be moved when this much evidence comes to light.
And this evidence, by the way, isn't coming from Democrats. This evidence is coming from people who served in his administration.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important to remember that. The man who said he hired only the best people, he surrounds himself with only the best people. A lot of these best people are the ones who have testified against him. And we'll have the opportunity to see that evidence when this goes to trial.
And so it just feels, this feels incredibly heavy in the sense that it is, to me, so obviously laying out a choice of, do we, who, I think this was in a New York Times article I wrote, I wish.
You'll get there.
I read this morning and it said, can a sitting president spread lies about an election and try to employ the authority of the government to overturn the will of voters without consequences? The question would have been unimaginable just a few years ago, but the Trump case raises the kind of specter more familiar in countries with histories of coups and juntas and dictators. And it's hard for me not to think that if we as a collective, and obviously it's not we as individuals, but we as a collective, reelect this guy, that that's not what we're headed towards. That there is no consequences for basically saying, I don't care that I lost this election. I want to stay in power. And because I have enough people that have my back, we're going to do it. And that we become like so many of these other countries that have unstable governments. And then like, this is a crossroads for us. And it's not very clear what we're going to choose.
Well, and one thing that has always, at least in my estimation, really set America apart is the peaceful transfer of power.
I was thinking about that. I was going to tell you, it's like, oh, can you play the Hamilton song when George Washington, if you can find it. We'll maybe get the bump music on the way back, because that's exactly what that song's about. It's exactly what the entire thing was, is like, people wanted George Washington to be king because that's what they knew, and goes, no, that's not the point of what we're doing
that's
here,
not,
folks.
Yes, that's not America.
So we'll go to a break right now. Would love to hear your thoughts on everything that came down yesterday. If you have an answer to what will you do if Trump is reelected, I understand that's a pretty hard pill to swallow. Maybe you don't want to, you're not ready to think about it yet, but 844-967-2789. It's 844-96-PARTY. We'll keep talking about this on the other side of the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
As an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these four life-saving words. Buckle up, phones down. It means wear a seatbelt, every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Megan Hatton. A mix of sunshine and clouds and a hot day in store for us. High near 89 this afternoon with isolated showers and storms. A few of those storms may be strong to severe. Slight chance for storms continuing overnight. A muggy night, low near 65. Temperature now 78.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are taking your calls and texts on your reactions from yesterday. I don't know how you would have avoided hearing about Trump's latest indictment, the third one, this one, regarding the January 6th insurrection and his involvement in that. And, you know, I'm asking if you've thought about what you will do if he is reelected, because that is a real possibility.
For sure.
Considering the man has 78 different charges against him and his numbers are only growing. And I guess for any of our conservative or Republican listeners who are, and this is a real question, this is why Trump over any of the other candidates who are running? Like, what is your allegiance to him, or why do you think he is such a better candidate that, obviously, I'm not assuming that you would ever want to vote for a Democrat, let alone Joe Biden, but as far as, it's a pretty heavy field right now. There's a lot of people in there. And knowing the baggage that comes with Trump and knowing that he's facing these charges, he's going to go through these court cases, what is the adherence to Trump or no one? 844-967-2789. Do we have a call?
We do. We have Ross on the line from Crawford. Good morning, Ross. What do you think about all of this?
Hey, good morning, you guys. So back in 2016, when Trump won the first time, I was a fairly clean-cut 60-year-old guy, right around that age. And I just didn't shave and didn't get a haircut for 4 years. And it was sort of funny because people would look at me and I would tell them, other people would look at me and say, oh, God, there's this old gray-haired Santa Claus-looking guy. After Trump got out, I kind of held on to it for a while because I thought, boy, this country still seems kind of crazy. Eventually, I got a haircut and kind of cleaned myself up again. And then I'm like looking at that same poll that you guys saw yesterday, and I'm thinking like, what do I do this time? And I'm thinking, when I talk with Republicans or people that if the politics comes up, and I try not to always go there, but if it comes up, I want to learn how to tell the people with a smile on my face, but I want to tell them that they're crazy. But I'll do it with a smile on my face. And I don't know what to do. It's just so crazy.
I like that your form of self-protest is, I'm not going to shave. I'm not going to cut my hair. Because you got to do what you got to do, right? How's it hanging right now? Is it long or is it short right now?
No, I ended up getting it cut about a year or so after Trump was, you know, after Biden was elected. And I kind of thought, okay, maybe we're kind of back to a reasonable course for our country. And so I cut it. But now I realize this is our country. I mean, people are, you know, this is who America is. And it's just like, ugh. So I think the trick is just to kind of tell people that I think you guys are crazy as anything can be. But I'm going to try to do it in the nicest Wisconsin way possible.
I like it. Thanks for the call, Ross. It's interesting because I feel like if he gets the nomination, I think it becomes a repeat of 2020. And there's just people who are not excited about Biden who can't stay on the sidelines. Like it's such a choice that people are not excited about. I understand. But as far as I just don't know how you look at the existential threat that this guy poses as what he's willing to do to put himself above literally everything and think that it is a good idea. And this is not a Republican thing, at least not for me. This is a Trump thing as far as this guy can't be in office again.
And I'm sorry. I think it's important for people to remember also that even 7 years ago when he lost the Iowa caucus to Ted Cruz, that was fraud too.
Yeah.
Everything is fake when he loses. Everything. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Julie from Kenosha. Good morning, Julie. What do you think?
Good morning, ladies. This is what I really think. Number one, people of his party really believe that that's their God. Okay, well, I don't. And number two, if he makes it, I fear that there will be, he said he would rule as a dictator. Mm-hmm. That's scary. And then the other thing would be he's going to change all the laws. He's going to unleash the prisoners that are in there now. And I believe there would be persecution the way this is all going, especially like in the end times. But the thing is, I don't believe, I do believe once he's in, he's never going to get out. He'll be president for the rest of our lives. That's what I fear.
Well, and what I fear is that there's continues to be enough people who are complacent enough to go with it because they're still so, there's people who know better, but they're so, they see the numbers, they see the polling, they see where the base is, they see, and like, they can't choose country over party. They can't choose country over winning. And so the fact that it continues that, like, if he were to get reelected, there's still enough yes men out there who will empower him and not say, like, not step down, not, like, leave it just for him to, like, enough rope to hang himself. I don't always like that expression, but I'm thinking I don't know, but we had to go to a break, Julie, but thank you so much for the call. We'll keep this going after the break. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. The Dow's down 216 in early trading, a day after Fitch made a surprising move to lower the U.S. credit rating a notch. What have we lost? CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Being rated at AAA essentially means that investing in debt of the United States is considered to be risk-free.
The guessing game's on after the indictment was unsealed in former President Trump's case, accusing him of lying to stay in power. It mentioned six co-conspirators, but not by name. His attorney tells CBS News Rudy Giuliani appears to be among them. CBS's Ricky Kleeman.
This may be just a little push toward any of the six to say, okay, I didn't name you. Here's your chance. Come on down.
In Portugal, the Pope has arrived for World Youth Day.
This gives us hope and joy that we are stronger as a group and in our faith.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. A Pepin County man is facing several charges after an investigation led to 87 dogs being taken by authorities due to unsanitary conditions. 67-year-old Bradley Richardson of Arkansas was charged after officials found dogs kept in kennels without food or water and that hadn't been clean. Many of the dogs were not kept up on vaccinations and several needed medical attention. Some of the dogs taken were puppies and there were multiple dogs that were pregnant. Officials also took sales records from the home. The dogs are now with the ASPCA in Ohio. The DNR revised its wolf management plan Tuesday and is recommending keeping Wisconsin's gray wolf population at about 1,000 wolves, which is about triple the old plan set nearly 25 years ago that called for a cap of 350. Gray wolves are a federally endangered species in Wisconsin. In 2021, the state held a wolf hunt, with hunters nearly doubling the statewide quota for wolves in just 4 days. The DNR policy board is expected to take up the recommendation in October.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
No attorneys to plead my case. No OBS to send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be jewel with diamonds and gold.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are wrapping up our conversation around the latest indictment for Donald Trump that came down yesterday evening.
It's a big one.
Pretty damning, but also just, you know, I think makes, I don't know, the documents is, I know I'm not saying it's not a big deal. Paying off Stormy Daniels, I'm not saying it's not a big deal, but this is just such a bigger deal. And, yeah, And so you said we had a couple of good texts?
We do. If you want to check in, 844-967-2789 from Jack and the Mac, Jack from Merrimack. People who dismiss the latest indictment need to realize that during Trump's second impeachment trial, Republicans believed he was guilty even though they voted for acquittal. Mitch McConnell even said on February 26th of 2022, quote, "There is no question, none, that President Trump is practically and morally responsible for January 6th, unquote. McConnell also said he voted for acquittal essentially because the criminal justice system is the one to that should deal with it.
And they are.
Yes.
But it is interesting, you know, in had they actually impeached him, they wouldn't, they being the Republican Party, wouldn't still have to be dealing with him right now.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if they regret that or not, but as far as, you know, swing states, including ours, walking this line between we know that there's still a lot of support for Trump, so we kind of have to support him, but we're also worried about if he could actually win in the general. And so where are we the party of MAGA? Are we the party of trying to expand and bring more people into the party? You know, they're now like adopting early voting, and
which I just can't believe that that's not going to boomerang back and hit him in the head. Now we love it. Please vote early.
Bank
go,
your vote.
Go, 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 go. It's
vote.
Fine. It's safe. Go, go, go. John from the Menominee Falls. I've always said you can't fix stupid. If Trump wins the nomination of the Republican Party, which he probably will, there will likely be 40 million Americans that still vote for someone who has been indicted for committing conspiracy against the American people, has been found guilty of sexual assault. He's been reported to have more than 30 NDAs with women for sexually inappropriate behavior. He has been questioned by his employees at Trump Tower for his racist policies of not renting or selling condos to people of color because, quote, you wouldn't want to live with them either, unquote. And he's managed to go bankrupt 8 times despite being given hundreds of millions of dollars from his parents. I guess I'll have to vote for the only president who has ever done anything to address climate change, who is incentivizing manufacturing in the U.S. again, and has managed the economy better than pretty much every other nation on the planet coming out of COVID.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other thing as far as people's desire to not vote for Joe Biden versus, I would say, maybe looking at his actual record. But it just doesn't matter, right? Like, it just feels like people's... There's enough people out there who just don't have faith that any of this is real and that it's, you know, worth anything and that Trump is still their guy. And there's a lot of those people. And so we can't just put our head in the sand. And I think this is also a crossroads for the media in how they choose to cover Donald Trump as a presidential candidate that is not a normal presidential candidate. And I don't know what those internal discussions will look like as far as CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, like all of, you know, besides the entertainment side of, I don't know what CNN is doing these days since Chris Licht is gone. But, you know, so the institutions that are still trying to be objective, how they choose to cover him will be important.
And I think it's interesting also, Don Jr. said this a couple of years ago, that the Republican Party is now Trump's party.
Yeah.
And I think that's accurate. I don't think the Republican Party exists anymore. And I think Trump supporters have authoritarian envy, like Viktor Orban in Hungary, and certainly Vladimir Putin in Russia, and even Kim Jong-un in North Korea. There's some dictator envy going on there. And I think there are a fair amount of Trump supporters who would love to see him be installed as permanent leader.
Which is interesting because, like, if you play that out, does that mean that those are people who want to live in a dictatorship?
Well, because they think everything's going to go their way. You know, you're only going to hurt the people that we hate. Yeah, you're not going to hurt us.
Until they eventually come for you.
Oh, but no. There's no prior examples of that. Is there?
Well, I think we're going to move on. This is enough doom and gloom for the day. Although we have a couple people on the line right now, so maybe we'll see if they want to add to the conversation. But I do want to just prep or plug what we're doing for the rest of the show, because it's not all going to be this. In the next segment, we are going to give away more state fair tickets. So if you would like to, today is your last day, because I am going to Vegas tomorrow for my husband's 40th birthday with a group of friends. And so tomorrow and Friday will be reruns. And so this is our last day that we're giving tickets away at 10:50. So in the next segment, and we're also going to give tickets away again at the end of the show at 11:50. So if you would like to win those and you can't lose, you should call in then 844-967-2789. And then in the second hour of today's show, if you've seen the Barbie movie, we want to hear from you, because I saw it over the weekend and I have thoughts, and I have thoughts on the cultural discourse that is happening because of that movie. And then we're going to have some fun, like it's a Friday, at 11:30, because I want to hear your best and worst Vegas stories.
Oh, that should be good.
Are you a Vegas person? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Do you have any advice on being 7.5 months pregnant in Vegas when it's 110 degrees? So we will get to that at the at 11:30. But right now we have some more callers.
844-967-2789. Jeremy joining us from Wausau. Good morning, Jeremy. What do you think?
Well, you're talking about Trump being like an authoritarian. I don't really think that's his main goal. I mean,
what do you think his main goal is?
I personally think he did a lot of good things for the country. Biden, on the other hand, is really running us into the ground.
How is he? What is happening right now that you feel like we're being run into the ground?
The Department of Justice is very corrupt. Mr. Biden is very corrupt. I mean, I take it for what I see.
Jeremy, I'm curious to also, what did Trump do that you thought was so good for the country? He didn't build the wall. Mexico never paid for it. He didn't come up with a replacement health care plan.
But
he didn't come up with an infrastructure plan.
Well, yeah, I know the whole COVID thing kind of threw a wrench in a lot of that.
Which he also said was going to disappear. Which he also said was going to disappear like a miracle.
What, COVID?
Yes.
It literally did.
It disappeared like
that
a miracle?
Was the biggest scam ever, too.
After a million Americans died?
Yeah, well,
there's also a COVID surge happening again right now.
From influenza, too.
Aware that there's still a COVID surge right now. The number of hospitalizations is still rising for the first time since the beginning of 2023.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of people die from influenza, too. Like, a lot of people. And for some odd reason, nobody had influenza for a whole year.
That's because we were wearing masks.
I mean, masks don't do anything.
All right, Jeremy, because we have another caller waiting, so I'd like to just get, so you are obviously going to vote for Trump. You're hoping that he becomes president again. So for you, none of the 78 charges matter.
A lot of it's a bunch of BS is what it is. Really.
So is there a reason why you are still, you would still pick Trump over any of the other Republican nominees who are running?
Well, as we sit, I mean, there are other people I do like. I mean,
okay.
I'm not saying that he is like God or anything like everybody's saying, but I mean, he has the most knowledge to do the job. And there are other candidates I do like. I mean, I'm not going to say it, you know, him or nothing.
Okay. Jimmy, we have other callers we're going to get to, but thank you so much for your call.
Absolutely. 844-967-2789. We have Scott from Chicago on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. To what you mentioned earlier about McConnell acquitting Trump, saying it was Justice Department's problem, I agree with that. But kind of where we've gone now is factual reporting is seen as partisan reporting because it's so extreme, because that's what happened. Like, we are at this point of, it seems partisan because it's so absurd, but the problem is the facts are so absurd that that's what it looks like.
Yeah. Well, and it's also, I think when you just, I mean, if you take Jeremy's call, like, there's just also people who are so convinced of the information that they're getting. And there is so many different ways to get information that it becomes easy to point at other outlets and other sources to say, well, what about this? Or this, that's what this says. Like, one of the stories I don't think we're going to get to today, but you know, Florida right now is contracting with Prager University, which has admitted that they are trying to indoctrinate children with their short videos with a right-leaning ideology. And that's now, they're not accredited. And now Florida's just going to start, that's been approved. And so teachers can use it as part of their curriculum. And so when there's such a variety of sources out there that, like, you can pick and choose what you want, you can point to some kind of authority and say, well, they say this. And so I agree with you that it's like, to even report the truth and try to do objectively, you get to the point where people could be like, well, no, that's so partisan because it doesn't agree with this other thing that I find that agrees with what I think. So we got to let you go, Scott, because we got one more call before we want to squeeze in before the break.
844-967-2789. Liz from the 262. Hey, Liz, what do you think?
If Trump is elected, I'm going to hang up my 15-by-3-foot Biden-Harris banners all 4 years that he's in office, just like they do, the Trump supporters do around me.
Are you in Waukee? Where are you?
I'm in Ozaukee.
Ozaukee, okay.
Counties.
Yeah, there's definitely a couple big Trump signs that I see when I'm driving from Milwaukee to the studio in Waukesha, depending on which route that I take. And so, you know, good for you. And it is your right to do so if you want to keep that a Biden flag up.
Yep. That's what I'm going to do. It's going to be on our corner, so it will be lots of traffic. We'll be able to see it.
Perfect. I love it.
I love you both. I love your show.
Thank you so much, Liz. Thank you for the call.
That means everything to us, Liz. It really does. 844-967-2789. Again, John from the Falls, as long as there are voters that say Trump did great things and then can't name any of them, and that claim that Biden is running the country into the ground and can't explain any reason how or why they believe this to be true, our country is in big trouble.
Indeed. So, at least on the, we're going to play when we come back. If you would like to win state fair tickets, we're going to lighten it up a little bit.
You can't lose.
You can't lose. Let's talk about state fair food. But also one piece of news that did drop this morning. Lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's legislative maps to be filed at the state Supreme Court today. So that didn't take long. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Megan Hatton. A mix of sunshine and clouds and a hot day in store for us. High near 89 this afternoon with isolated showers and storms. A few of those storms may be strong to severe. Slight chance for storms continuing overnight. A muggy night, low near 65. Right now, it's 80.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
He looked the menu through and through to see what 15 cents could do. One meatball. One meatball.
Welcome back to Esco's Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She's Jane Van Der. What are we listening to?
That is One Meatball by Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters.
I'm surprised that wasn't in Lady and the Tramp.
Would be great.
I guess they shared a piece of spaghetti.
Yes.
Not a meatball.
Not a meatball.
They did. I think they moved the meatball towards one another with their
noses. It's about food.
It's about food because we're trying to give away State Fair tickets. So if you would like, we do not have a caller right now. So if you would like to win State Fair tickets, you can't lose. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
Call now.
Call now. I'm going to give it 2 minutes, and then I'm going to make Jane play instead. And so
I'll take the tickets. I think my husband and I want to go on Sunday.
This Sunday?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But then as a reminder of what we have coming up for the rest of today's show, a reminder, tomorrow and Friday, I will be out. I'm going to Vegas to celebrate my husband and his twin sister's 40th birthday. So at 11:30 today, I want to hear your best or worst Vegas stories. And so, do you love Vegas? Do you hate Vegas? Do you have advice for a 7.5 month pregnant woman
to survive Vegas?
And also, I found a video that says the unspoken travel rules. So we'll talk about which ones we agree with or not from that. And then also coming up in the next hour, at the top of the hour, we're talking about Barbie finally, and then we might let it go. But since I saw it, I feel like we got to talk about it. All right, 844-967-2789.
Doc from Milwaukee is our contestant. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great. All right, so I will remind you of the rules of the game. I am going to read off three different descriptions of new foods you can get at the state fair, and you get to choose which one you would eat the entire thing once, what you would eat every day for the rest of your life, and what you will never eat and banish to hell. Got it?
Got it.
All right, Doc. All right. So the first one is a dill pickle donut. What started as an April Fool's Day joke has taken off. Welcome the dill pickle donut. Get ready to bite into this hand-cut, yeast-raised donut frosted with a dill pickle juice, whipped cream cheese, and topped with thick-cut dill pickles and a dill sprinkle. So that is option number one.
These are torture items.
All right, option number two, deep-fried chocolate-covered strawberry Twinkie. Deep-fried Twinkies served on a stick just got even better by adding chocolate-covered strawberries. Maybe not so bad. That's decadent.
That's not horrifying.
All right. And the last one, Doc, is a pizzadilla, which I chose just because it's fun to say. let me try to get the description.
Pizzadilla.
Well, why isn't the description coming up now? Come on. There we go. The pizzadilla is a grilled quesadilla, not to confuse with a quesadilla, filled with mozzarella cheese, pepperoni, sausage, and pizza sauce, served with a side of marinara sauce. All right, Doc, which one are you devouring the entire thing once?
The pickle one.
Really? You're going to go for it. Do you like dill pickles?
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
All right, which one are you going to eat every day for the rest of your life?
The pizza.
That's a good choice.
Pizzadilla. Yep, I could go with that.
I actually feel like I could make that at home and be very satisfied. That means that you have no interest in the deep-fried, chocolate-covered strawberry Twinkie.
No.
No judgment, Doc.
No judgment.
None whatsoever. You can't lose this game.
Absolutely. All right, Doc, what is your favorite thing to do at the state fair?
Well, being that I'm a city slicker, I always enjoy going and looking at all the animals and, getting up close and, of course, checking out all the food, the different food that you can get there. So, I put a lot of miles on just walking.
Yeah, absolutely. It's also just the people watching.
It is. It's fantastic people watching.
It's such a cross-section of our state in West Allis for 10 days,
yep.
And it's wonderful. Well, have so much fun, Doc.
Don't hang up.
Jane's going to get your information to make sure that we can get you these tickets. But thank you for listening, and thank you for playing.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, we have one more chance to win at 11:50. So come back at the end of today's show to play that game. We got three more options. One I'm really interested to see who... There may be a vegan option.
Oh, really?
In the last one. So we'll see if anyone picks that, or I feel like a lot of our callers have been very much on the brat cheese, I will eat that for the rest of my life choices.
We're still a little vegan shy, I feel.
All the Beyond Meat and the Impossible Meat, I actually haven't eaten that much of it. I've heard it's pretty good. But I feel like when I choose a vegetarian or a vegan option, it's actually just... that like not with replacement type
meat
substitutes,
right.
It's just because it's
vegetables,
has enough protein or fat or avocado and stuff in it that it's just fine. And so I've not ventured as far into that. So but I'm always impressed with what people can do with food.
Well, and I wish they would do something. I would like fried tofu. I would like
fried tofu is actually very good.
That's what I've heard. And I think if we try to introduce people to vegan like that, as opposed to the squishy, slimy, wet-looking tofu.
Like seitan and stuff like that.
I think they would be more successful.
I will say one of the jobs I had when I first got to Northern California, so I was living in Berkeley and I was commuting to San Francisco. That didn't last very long because I didn't have, it was quite a commute for a $10 an hour hostess
oh,
job.
Oh, man.
At a restaurant, a pretty high-end restaurant called Millennium that was a vegan high-end restaurant in downtown San Francisco. And I will say the best part of that job, though, was the food. Like, what the chefs could do there.
Oh, I bet.
Even though it was vegan, and the creativity and how good that food was, because that was part of the, like, one of the perks is you got to try all of the food that was on special for that night.
Nice.
But it was also very uppity. So I fared much better at the sports bar that I was also working at that was on campus where all I had to do was pour beers and like talk crap to the guys who'd come in and try to hit on me. And it was a little more my speed
as opposed
than high-end dining.
Tonight's entree is served with violet-infused...
Do you have any allergies that we should be aware of?
Cucumbers.
That's... very Wisconsin of me. All right. When we come back, we want to hear from you if you have seen the Barbie movie and what your thoughts are. I have my thoughts. Would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. And also start thinking about those Vegas stories that you're willing to share. 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back after the top of the hour news. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
One meatball.
Feed it to Frankie.
You get so fresh with one meatball.
No bread with one meatball.
flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.